Okay. Are you comfy?
Are you?
I'm pretty freaking comfortable right now.
Welcome back. If you've made it to episode 2, congratulations.
You're freaking our favorite, I think.
But you win nothing.
You win nothing and you gain everything. Welcome back to our podcast. It's called I Only Kiss and Tell.
I'm Taylor.
I'm Zoe. And
we're glad you're here. And we're glad we're here.
Thank God.
Recording live from our studio, aka my bed.
And it's pretty comfortable. Fresh sheets. You know those fresh sheets hit different.
Yes, where the magic happens on the pod and for the pod.
Oof, girl, that was actually pretty good.
Thank you.
You guys, I can't believe we released episode 1. We're so excited. Thank you for all the love and support. But we're just going to get straight into it with episode 2. We basically talked a lot about how there's been a lack of good first dates. And we don't think that this phenomenon is only happening to us. Mm-hmm. So we want to give the listeners some advice on the best way to date.
Yeah, how to perfect that first date, how to go on a first date, how to walk into a date with confidence.
I think a first date also requires a bit of foreplay. It's not just the 2-3 hours you spend together over a drink.
No.
It's the pre-texting, which is an art to finesse in itself because it can't be too much.
Yes, but it's also the post. A date has a before, a during, and an after. We have a tendency to focus just on the during. And it's like, oh my God, that was a magical 2-3 hours. We were vibing. We were laughing. It was incredible. But then this person doesn't text you after. And you're like, what the hell went wrong? But actually, that after moment is still a part of the date. So the date wasn't great then. It's, hey, did you get home safe? When can I see you again? I had so much fun. You know, X, Y, and Z. Again, it's the before, during, and after.
Before we get into this subject, I'd like to touch on last episode. We said we wanted to go out Friday, mm-hmm. be incredibly hot and sexy, get approached, manifest good vibes. And we did just that.
We did just that to a T.
Tell the people.
So we got dressed up, tried on a bunch of different outfits, did our hair, did our makeup, and went out on the town. We started at a wine bar and actually ran into a bunch of mutual friends, which was kind of serendipitous, but that is SF. You run into everyone. And we ended up both getting asked out and asked for numbers, which was incredible.
I think a lot of it had to do with the tops that we were wearing. Let's just say that, you know,
Zoe's tits were out and I looked like a fucking Christmas present.
You had to unwrap the Christmas present and I was just showing you the goods just straight from the get-go.
Yeah, you were like, I don't want anyone to wonder. Here they are.
Here they are. As we were walking down one of the streets, though, I told Taylor, I said, how is no one commenting on how gorgeous we look yet? And of course, some freaking homeless person was like, very sexy.
And I was like, there you go. There's the attention you wanted.
I was like, wrong person.
Wrong person.
Wrong person.
We don't want them yearning for us.
No, we ended up meeting 2 guys out, which was really fun. They ended up hanging out with us all night. We went to different bars. We met very interesting players. At this one bar that we went to, what was it called? Vesilio?
Vesuvio.
Vesuvio.
Oh gosh, the German man.
There was a straight up German man there. And he was basically going on and on about, you know, hi, how are you? And at this point, he's standing a little too close. I understand it's a crowded bar, but back your belly.
He was like
up.
Crowding us in a corner. And somehow it came up and he was like, yeah, I have a fetish for Americans. And our friend was like, you know, fetish is a sexual term, right? And he looks at us dead in the eye and goes, exactly.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I was like, I need to start scooching away.
We manifested a little bit too hard to the sun on that one. Now, that was interesting for sure.
But yeah, anyways, we put out the good vibe. We were giggling cute. And
I got asked out by a plastic surgeon. We love that.
Who focuses on male enhancements.
And I straight up asked him if he meant penile enlargements. And he said he could do that. So if anyone's looking.
Anyone's looking, we have a plug.
We have a contact.
But speaking of male enhancements, let's enhance the dating game.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay. How much texting do you need before a date? And actually, let's back up for a second.
Okay.
Whether you meet this person online or you meet them in person, how long are you waiting for them to text you? Are you texting first? How are you facilitating that first date?
I'm probably not texting them first unless I hit on them. Unless I was making the first move and saying, you're cute. But I feel like they usually text pretty quickly. And if it's someone on Hinge, a few back and forth, I'm not trying to have a pen pal via a dating app or via texting. It's like, let's meet up, see if the vibe and the connection's there. And if not, we move on.
Yeah, I agree. I normally say that my ideal scenario is I want to hear from you quickly, like 2 days. Day one, I understand it's a little eager. Day two, I'm like, okay, we're still in the excitement of it all. Day three, day four, whatever, day five, I guess up until a week. After a week, I'm fucking over
it. You've kind of lost, you're like, who even are you again?
Yeah, you're random at this point.
Yeah.
You're back to...
They text you, you're like, who is this?
Yeah, no. I think within a week is acceptable. 3 days is ideal, and 2 days is that sweet spot for me personally.
I would agree with that.
And I don't want too much texting before a first date. You know, make the plan.
Like a few little back and forth jokes, maybe some banter, and then, hey, make the plan.
Then the follow-up.
Mm-hmm. The follow-up is an important detail that a lot of people miss.
I hate when people don't follow up. If we have a date at 8 p.m. and I haven't heard from you by 2, I'm assuming it's not happening.
Yeah, assuming it's canceled.
Assuming, and I'm making other plans.
It's not hard to say, hey, following up, can't wait to see you tonight. Made a reservation or see you at 8.
I don't want to be difficult, but... I don't want to be the one to follow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I totally can. And it's not about anything other than, as a man, I want you to put your best foot forward. And that best foot forward looks like following up with me. Like, I'm a hot commodity. I know you're a hot commodity too. But it's BDE to be like, hey, I just want to make sure we're still on. And I'm like, ooh.
No, and that's what we kind of mentioned before, how a date really is that before, during, and after. The before is the plan setting. Did they make the reservation? Are they following up with you?
Yeah, I want to follow up by 2 p.m. Day 2, 2 p.m. follow up.
Boom.
The rules of 2. The rules of 2. And then takes 2 to tango. So
2, 2, 2. Angel numbers.
Boom. So talk to me about your ideal first date.
A lot of people are against dinner and drinks.
I'm against dinner and drinks.
I'm not necessarily. I've been on a lot of first dates as dinner and drinks, and I always have a good time. But also, I know I'm a good time, and I can have fun doing anything.
Bitch.
So, drinks, I think, is a good way to start. Because dinner can be too long. Unless you've already vibed with the person. Like, if you met someone out.
In real life,
and you already got to sense their energy, and you guys had good banter and energy together, I think dinner and drinks is fine. But if it was a Hinge date or something from a dating app, I would say skip the dinner because that could be too long and you're stuck in an awkward scenario, and maybe just do drinks.
Holy fuck, I think I've said banter about 100 times in this episode. Literally banter, banter, banter. It's all about fucking banter. Banter me, bitch. Okay, I'm such a just a drinks girly, and I have multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. One, I don't want to fucking eat in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm trying to talk a lot, and then I'm eating, and then I'm
That's
like,
fair.
You know, I just don't like that. It feels so vulnerable to watch.
It does.
To be watched. To eat. It's not a mukbang.
No. And I was just thinking, honestly, a happy hour meetup, I feel like would be fun. Because it's kind of short, an app and some drinks. And then if it's going bad, you can easily be like, hey, I have plans to meet up with my gals after this, or easy escape.
And if they're weird, then you're like, okay, bye.
What are your thoughts on coffee dates?
Hate.
Not
Hate.
Into it. Are we friends? Are we meeting up for business deals? What's going on?
What is that?
It's not for me personally. No.
No.
That's like something we've already been on a handful of dates and we just want to do something chill during the day, but not first date.
That's like after a sleepover. You're like, let's go get a coffee.
Literally.
Like, that's cute. I went on a first date. Okay. I know we're talking about good first dates, but this is another bad first date.
Okay. And then we'll get into our good first dates.
Coffee date. This is why I don't like it.
Okay.
Is because I went and got coffee with this guy, the one who looked like fucking Seth Rogen.
God damn it.
And he was like, oh my God, coffee is so expensive.
I mean, he's not wrong, but
I mean
you can't say that. Keep that to yourself.
Keep that to your goddamn self.
Oh my God. That just sparked another bad date.
Remember? We need to not be talking about our bad dates.
Okay. So you guys, let me preface this story. It just reminded me because you said coffee was so expensive. And what are your thoughts on splitting the bill on the first date?
No, never.
Never. So listen to this. I am in Chicago for a work trip. This guy approaches me at a restaurant. He's like, hey, I think you have really cute ears. And I was like, okay, interesting. Maybe that was my first red flag. I shouldn't have.
Ears is really
niche. I know.
Niche.
That was a really niche comment. And I was like, actually, I'm heading on a flight back to San Diego, but I'll be back in Chicago in a couple weeks. Would totally love to meet up, you know, then. So I texted him like a week before. I'm like, hey, I'm in Chicago next week. If you want to hang out, I'm down. It's like, perfect. I'll start planning our date. I'm like, oh, well,
We love I remember this. I'm getting PTSD.
We love a man with a plan. So it gets closer. He called me. I didn't answer. He left a voicemail saying, hey, I got us tickets to the opera. It's going to be incredible. Can't wait to see you. And I've been thinking about this for a while. I was like, oh, the opera. Okay. Sexy.
Crazy first date.
That's like a 3-hour event.
And you're not talking. You're just sitting there listening to someone sing.
So a little bit intense. So I land in Chicago and he's like, I'd love to take you to dinner before the opera so we can get to know each other a little bit better. I was like, yeah, good call. So he makes a reservation at the nicest restaurant in town. And he's like, meet me here at 7. And I was like, perfect. I get to the restaurant. The menu says, welcome to fucking Chicago, Taylor. I'm like, okay.
Custom.
So he has a custom menu.
So far, it's giving BDE.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. We're talking about work and travel and life and conversation's great. The bill comes out. And we're wining and dining. Like, we're ordering lobster. We're ordering steak. He's going for it. We're getting drinks and wine and cocktails. And I honestly shouldn't have asked this, but I was like, oh my God, do you want to split that? And he looks at me. He goes, yes, actually, let's split this. And I was like, oh, okay. This bill was $450. So, yeah, played myself there. I almost was like, you know what? Let me just take care of it. No. But I didn't want to, and I could have. What if a $225 bill was not in my budget? This man had no clue. Why did you pick the fanciest restaurant if you can't afford the first date?
Go get some freaking beers and dogs, dude.
Literally, like, let's go get tacos and margaritas. I don't care. So, essentially, he's like, can I walk you back to your hotel? And I was like, no. And I patted him on the shoulder, and I was like, you should take someone else to the opera tomorrow. And then I think I texted him later that night saying, if you can't afford the first date, maybe don't pick such a bougie place.
Boom, bitch.
Boom. And this man still is in my DMs every once in a while.
Does he have no shame?
No shame.
No, I think he literally could have been like, let's go watch a baseball game on this hill. I'm bringing hot dogs and a six pack.
Yeah.
And we'll have fun. Mm-hmm. That would have been great. But he overextended himself, and that's a bad look because then you're thinking to yourself,
overpromise, underdeliver. Why is that my theme lately?
No, wait, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, overpromise and underdeliver is what a lot of these men are doing.
Fuck them. I can't. Okay, but let's get back to the good first dates. So I think drinks is perfect. I think an app, love. And you have to talk about the basics, like, what do you do? Tell me about your friend group. Are you traveling anywhere? Like, you're kind of peacocking.
What are you passionate about? Hobbies that you have? I think a first date is a lot of just a little bit of getting to know and also some joking and laughing and seeing if you have that banter and that connection, because that's also really important.
And I think as the woman, for me, you are following up on the date. You're making the plans. You're paying.
Mm-hmm.
My job, if I like you, is to show interest. I will break the touch barrier.
Mm.
I'll be like, oh, I just am going to run to the bathroom really quick. Quick touch of the hand.
Mm-hmm. Lightly on the knee or the leg.
Yeah, something light just to let them know, like, hey,
I'm interested.
So that can be my job.
Okay, I love that.
Are you kissing on the first date?
It depends on the vibe. I have, and I also have not.
Yeah, same.
Are you hooking up on the first date?
Could.
But likely
I don't
not.
Judge about that.
No.
But I think.
And I honestly have not done that in a while.
Same. My thoughts on that is, I mean, it's so hard because I really don't. Me personally, I'm not going to think any less of someone or myself about doing that. It's 2024. Do whatever you want. Sometimes the chem is chemming.
I know. If the chem is chemming and the energy is there, fucking fuck.
But I think at the same time, I don't know. I'm not a man, but I feel like it helped. They can put you into a certain category
for
after
sure.
that. And if I actually like you, I'm going to make you wait for it.
For sure. Some of the recent dates that I have been on, the energy hasn't been there on the first date to even warrant that. So it's not even an interest in my mind.
Yeah. But you've had some good first dates.
I have.
I've had some long first dates, like three days.
I've had a week-long first date.
Same.
I also had one that went into 7 in the morning, but that's because we were doing extracurriculars and dancing at a club, which is a crazy first date, but a lot of fun. Those are the best, honestly.
Okay, what do you think about a let me know when you get home?
No.
On the way out.
Okay, so that's a little bit of a cop-out for me. I mean, it sounds sweet in the moment, but the real BDE is they text you 30 minutes later saying, hey, wanted to make sure you got home safe. I had a lot of fun tonight. Because let me get home. Like, that puts it back in my court. No. Again, follow up. It's like making the plan.
Chase. Yearn.
Exactly. If you say, text me when you get home, I'm not going to text you.
You're not
going to
hear from me. And then you're probably thinking, why didn't she text me?
Exactly.
That's not personal. I'm just saying.
If he wanted to, he would.
If he wanted to, he would. I'm looking for you to be. texting me. I know, it's so, these games are the games, but you have to play them because you kind of start to understand who was raised right.
Exactly.
At the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Who has sisters?
Who has girl best friends?
Yeah.
Because you know your girl best friends are telling you the fuck.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So what was this long first date that you had?
Oh gosh, the week long one. This was probably my greatest dating story in the history of the world.
Yeah, this guy was hot.
He was yearning. So I am on a flight.
I was yearning for the story.
I know. It was the lore. Yeah. It was the lore. Okay, so I was on a flight from Fresno to Seattle for a work trip. And there's this really hot, sexy British man on this flight. And the sexual tension at an airport slash like on a plane, palpable, literally radiating.
There's something about an airplane.
I know. And I honestly didn't really notice this man at first. I kind of had seen him and I just like recognized, oh, he's hot.
Clocked.
So we land in Seattle and this man is waiting there. And I was like, oh, interesting. And so I'm walking and he kind of gets in front of me and he's like, hi. Like, I just want to let you know, I think you have really cool style.
Confident.
I know. And it was a short flight. So I was wearing a really cute outfit.
Boom.
Boom. So we walked to baggage claim together and we're just chit-chatting. And he's like, how long are you going to be here for? I was like, oh, I'm here for a week for a work trip. What about you? And he's like, oh, I just finished dirt biking in Yosemite. I'm working remote. I'm going to travel around the Pacific Northwest for a little bit. I was like, oh, fucking sexy. We love that.
Yeah.
British accent. British. Hot. Lived in Australia for 7 years. Hot. So we ended up exchanging numbers and we were texting about meeting up. And so he's like, perfect. We'll meet for drinks. We'll go axe throwing and then just see where the night takes us. I was like, lovely. So that day was gorgeous. We had a lot of fun. We went from axe throwing to a bar to another bar to another bar. He was like piggybacking me around the streets of Seattle. And we like got a little drunk, like a fucking movie. Yeah. We got a little drunk and he's like, okay, I'm going to send you home in an Uber, but I'd love to see you again before the
week. You home in the Uber? This guy's a pro.
I know. Someone's cooked there.
Someone has cooked.
Yes. So he sends me home in the Uber. We're texting. He's like, I had so much fun. I would love to see you again tomorrow. I'll make a reservation somewhere. Lovely.
Hot.
A man with a plan. Luckily, I brought really cute clothes with me and I had this tight corset, leather pant moment.
Because you never know.
You never know. You never know. So I meet him at the restaurant and the chemistry is there. Oh, we did make out on the first date also, like heavy.
Well, he was picking you about around the streets. What were you to do?
What were you to do? Yeah. And so we're sitting at this bar and people are stopping because we were sitting in the window. And people were walking by and were like, you guys are such a hot couple. They're like, you look incredible. Your boobs are amazing. And I'm like, who are these paid actors? Like, I did not pay anyone to say this.
Meanwhile, he's in the back being like, I need you to come up. I'll give you a quick 10.
No, literally. I don't know. The chemistry was electric. We went to another bar. I was like sitting on his lap. He was like, we need a photo of us together. We take a photo. Yeah, it was just magical. The next day, we also hung out. We went to throw frisbees at a nearby park and like went on a little hike slash walk. And he's like, hey, I have a crazy idea. What are your thoughts on missing your flight tomorrow? And I'll buy you one home on Sunday.
I think I'm in love with him.
I know. And I was like, okay, done. He's like, cool. I'm going to go charter us a plane to the San Juan Islands and we're going to go wine tasting. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I was like, okay, slay. Charter me a flight to the San Juan Islands. Check. So he's like, let me go make some calls. I was like, awesome. Go make some calls. He comes back. He's like, okay, good news and bad news. Good news is I can charter us a flight. We can leave in 30 minutes. Bad news is there's no place to stay on the San Juan Islands, so it's not going to work out. He's like, but let's just go wine tasting. I'll book us a reservation up at this winery and we'll just have ourselves a day. I was like, stunning. So we do that. He gets us a hotel room. We're wining and dining. We are drinking and just having the best time. And he was just so sexy. We didn't even hook up. He was like, listen, I would love to see you after this whole rendezvous. So I don't want to hook up with you yet. I want to save that for when we're back in, you know, SoCal, because he lives in Venice. And I was like, that is fucking hot. So we did damn near everything but hook up. And it was incredible.
He was creating that sense of oof.
I know. It leaves you wanting more, which I think was super sexy because sometimes, yeah, I think when you do hook up right away, it kind of 0 to 100, but it fades that quickly as well.
How you get them is how you lose them. Let me tell you, I'm all about a slow burn these days.
Yeah, and sometimes I have trouble with that.
I mean, it's so easy to get caught up in the passion and the sensual energy, but...
Oh, yes.
Sometimes you have to go whoop.
So that was my first date that turned into a week-long
rendezvous.
Adventure, rendezvous.
When you feel like you've known someone for forever, like quick, comfortable, did I know you in a past life? Are we in love? Are we going to get married?
It was one of those things where I felt like, okay, we've known each other in a past life before. I don't know in what capacity, but it was just so magnetic. How is it so comfortable and I met you on a plane? Like, what the heck?
But to be honest, I feel like he did provide like a very safe, cool vibe. And that is such a gift. I think both parties need to kind of be doing that for each other when you like each other. But call me a traditional woman. But I do love for a man to lead that a little bit. I can.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. You know, I've been a boyfriend before. Mm-hmm. And my God, was I a good boyfriend. But I don't want that anymore.
No.
I just want to girly pop it up.
Exactly.
I want to show up cute. I want to be hilarious and witty. And I will leave the planning to you.
I'm here for that.
Thank you. Sorry about it. But I'm really looking for someone who can
match that.
Provide
and
that
just
vibe.
Provide that energy. Yeah. Okay. Provide so tell vibe. Me about a good first date for you.
A good first date for me. Well, Let me rack my brain for a second.
Let me go deep into the archives.
Now, honestly, I have had like a few really good first dates. I'm a bit of a slow burn person. Maybe with my ex-girlfriend, like that first time we really met.
That's true. That was a crazy whirlwind experience.
That was super whirlwind. When I think about that first year of that relationship, I look at that super fondly because mm-hmm. it was so new and exciting. And
you guys were doing that long distance too. You'd see each other for a few weeks here and there, and it was probably so fun and magnetic when you guys were together.
Honestly, I know that long distance isn't for everyone, but when you're doing long distance and then you have that magic of seeing each other, like we have 3 days to just really dive in, no distractions, that's kind of fun.
Honestly, hot take, maybe it's not a hot take, but I feel like long distance is easier to do when you first start dating than it is to do if you've been dating and then you go long distance.
Couldn't do that.
Yeah, that would be hard.
Yeah, but I mean, when I first started dating my ex-girlfriend, we met out. It was mutual friends. We went dancing that night and it was like, oh my God, what's happening here? And I had never dated a girl at that point. So it was very exciting.
Yeah.
Ended up like kind of going home together. The next day it was, I have to see you again. And I was like, well, I'm leaving because I was just in her hometown for the night. And it was, okay, well, when can I see you? I'll buy a flight up.
BDE.
And I was like, excuse me? Ended up spending like 3 days together on the coast of Northern California. So beautiful. Great Airbnb.
So
and
fun.
So much fun. Wine tasting and hand holding. And there's just a lot of longing there that was
yes.
so exciting.
The beginning of dating in general, that's what it should be. It should be exciting.
It's my favorite. And I actually have a personal thought process on this. And again, this isn't original, but it's kind of funny to me when people start dating and it's month two and they're already fighting with someone. I'm like, what's going on?
You should
not
be fighting
compatible with you.
Yeah.
Date three. Well, we kind of got in a little tiff on date three. Never see this person again.
Block them.
I don't want to be drama, but this is when it should be so fucking fun.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should be like stealing glances.
I know. It should be. Honestly, I feel like you probably shouldn't have any kind of conflict until 6 months in, low key. Because I feel like month three, everyone's still putting their best foot forward. You're still kind of personifying the best version of yourself. And the veils don't really fall back until you get to that level.
Month six.
Yeah.
That's when shit hits the fan.
That's when you exit the honeymoon phase. No, I'm kidding. Another thing about a date, I think in general, is people get caught up in what?
Bitch! Continue.
Okay,
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. People get caught up in worrying about if the other person is liking them or not. And that's not the point of a date. The point of a date is to figure out if you like them. And I think we live a lot of times in general, not just in dating, in what other people think of us. It's like, who gives a fuck? What do you think?
Okay. Thank you. And I think that this is part of growing up a little bit in this maturity around dating. Because when I was younger, it was so like, do I look good sitting here?
Does he think I look pretty?
Am I being funny enough? Don't yeah. watch me eat. But actually, I feel like that's why I've been having, that's why I've been saying I haven't had the most amazing first dates. I'm having fun every fucking date because
yes.
I think I'm fun.
But you
I'm
also,
being funny
yeah.
and I'm giggling to myself and I'm like, this bitch looks good.
Which sometimes I have to check myself after a date and I was like, wait, was that a good date or was I just really fun?
Was it a really fun date and is he awesome or did I just provide the vibes I was looking for myself?
Exactly.
And half the time you are.
Mm-hmm. There's this quote, actually, I think it's in the book Untethered Soul, but it's, I'm not what I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am, which is, again, that kind of idea of we're always living in the reality of what we think other people are thinking of us. And that gets dangerous. It's a dangerous territory to be in because then you're not really living authentically. You're living on other people's perception of you.
Okay, but okay, that's easier said than done. How For sure. do people know? How can they distinguish in their little peanut brains?
Okay.
Not your peanut brain, listener. You have a big brain. Our peanut brain.
Yeah.
But how can we distinguish? Was this actually a really great date or did I just have fun and this person's hot?
That is a really good question because I think you do get caught up sometimes in just like
the physical chemistry.
Yes, that's huge. But it's like asking yourself after, do I find them attractive?
Yeah.
Was the conversation good? Do we have similar values? Do we have similar mindsets? Are we interested in the same things? Or do we have opposing viewpoints on a lot of things that could cause pain points down the line?
Did they ask me questions about myself? Oh my God,
fucking huge.
I feel like, where the hell are the questions? I'm over here, what about this? What about that? Oh, tell me more about your family.
And how they respond also when you talk about a story or talk about yourself. Are they asking you follow-up questions or chiming in here and there? Or are they just giving you a one-word response and not much energy back? Oh, yeah,
no, that's sick.
Oh, God, my worst kind of nightmare.
I actually just gave myself the ick by doing that.
I know. And we've all been on a date like that where a man or woman doesn't talk about anything but themselves. Like, that's exhausting.
I actually sometimes feel as though I have a hard time talking about myself on a date. I want to know more about that person. I'm trying to gauge them.
Right.
And also you have to give your elevator pitch on yourself because you don't want to be too
cocky per se. You have to deliver it with confidence, but not arrogance. And I mean, I'm in sales. So discovery questions, like that is my bread and butter.
Quarterly business reviews.
Exactly. I can talk and I can ask questions. And so it's having someone that can balance that and match that energy, which is hard to find. Who's like,
oh my God, that's so sick. And then what did you do after that?
I think following up on that, if you guys had a second or third date, do they remember what you guys talked about and things about your life that you did share? I think that's also really sexy.
Love that. So that gives listening.
It does. Active listening.
Active listening is a lost art.
Being an active participant in a relationship in general sometimes is a lost art. People try so hard in the beginning and then it kind of fades out. But the art of yearning is not just when you're chasing after someone and trying to get the date. It continues throughout your whole entire relationship until you fucking die. Keep that alive.
I almost just shed a tear. That was so beautiful. Never lose the yearning.
Never lose the yearning.
Never stop yearning.
And that's the moral of the story.
Boys, girls, they, thems, do not forget the foreplay of pretexting, the aftercare of post-texting.
Love.
And just putting your best foot forward, having fun. And listen, this is the last thing I want to say on it. Be fucking a little weird. Don't feel like you need to be a version of yourself that you think this person wants to see. No, because
if it scares them away, then that's not your person. So it's better to lead with authenticity than hiding who you truly are, because you'd rather weed them out early on than be 3 months down the line and be like, fuck, like, how do I get out of this? It's not working.
And they don't even know me because I've been pretending to be this version of myself.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Taylor's
going out with this male enhancement doctor on a first date. She will report back.
I will report back. I've been attracting a few doctors lately, so that's an interesting archetype. But yeah, I'm excited. I haven't been on a first date in a minute, so we'll see how it goes. We were on
a bit of a hiatus.
We were. Which is fine.
Which is fine.
Sometimes I either have like 5 boyfriends or I have 0.
Right now I have 0, but I'm building my roster.
I have 0 too, but 2 have kind of trickled back in, so we'll see what happens with that.
Love. An old flame. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. Like, subscribe.
Comment. Follow us on Instagram at IOnlyKissAndTell. And we love you. Thanks for tuning in and being here.
Love ya. Bye.
Bye.